What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Dreek is with us, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We are discussing Rex Huerman right now and the hoarding house in which he once resided. How surprising would it be if he has a collection of shoes, for example, or something else from these victims, considering that also seems to be a pattern with him? With collecting, if you will, maybe that's the wrong word. I think hoarding is probably more accurate, but maybe there is something there with hoarding something of the victims as a trophy of some sort.
I think it's also why law enforcement seems, again, from the wife's context, has torn that house apart, because I think they're looking for just that. I think they're looking for collections, because I think he's a collector, and yeah, a lot of these serial killers are, and I think they're trying to identify the collections he's had, and I think collecting something from the victims is very high in the probability of what they're looking for to show that consistent pattern. So the best thing to do is, if that has been identified by the investigators, that's what you're going to be then trying to tie to the other women, not just on that beach, but in other locations as well.
How difficult must it have been for the FBI to go through a hoarder house and try to determine what is relevant and what is not? Because it's not necessarily like the trophies are going to be standing there, you know, with a trophy case or, you know, some sort of big shiny ribbon next to it. Like, this is the one you got here at the county fair this year. If it's a hoarder house, there's just randomness everywhere. And to try and determine that a pair of shoes from a victim 11, 12 years ago is not the pair of shoes that he bought or someone else bought in that house, along with a gazillion other things that's just laying there amongst all of the other debris that lies in a hoarder house. How do you even begin to get into something like that and determine what is relevant?
It is incredibly challenging. You have no idea. So I'll put on the I've done this hat before, and I'll walk people through just the reality of doing a search on a home. First of all, I think it takes a very special kind of agent or investigator to actually do a very good job of this. Because when you go in with an investigative team, a search team, you have a lot of people on a search team. That lot of people on that search team are generally recruited from other areas of the office, other investigations, other things they're doing. I've been on search teams as one of the collectors, as one of the searchers, on cases that had nothing to do with me, what I was doing, or my background, because they needed people because of what you said. The volume of things to go through is so insurmountable for one case agent, one team lead to go through. So you have one team lead that goes on site, and that person becomes the filter of everything that they're going to seize through that house. Now they brief the team on the, you know, the collectors that go out there on what exactly they're looking for according to the search warrant. And then if there's any questions, they got to bring it back to the team lead to ascertain whether it meets that bar or not. It is voluminous. It is tedious. It takes a long time. It's why these searches do take such a long time. And it's a massive undertaking to do and to do it well. And so in this case, if they're looking for things like that, you're absolutely right. It's going to be very challenging to do that, especially when you, because the other thing you want to do is you're trying to minimize the impact on people that are innocent as well. So you don't want to destroy homes. You don't want to destroy houses. You want to be respectful in areas that should have respect. I mean, it's an amazing, challenging balance and dichotomy to maintain. And so, yeah, it would be incredibly challenging, but hopefully they were able to do what they need to do. They're there a long time. I know they'll still have access to the home if needs be. And so there you go. But yeah, it's a grind.
With a case like this, that it's still an ongoing investigation, we still truly don't have a final body count yet on Rex and the allegations against him. And the home is now back with the family, with his wife and his adult children. Are you surprised by this, that it's already back there, already in their possession? Would it have been wiser? Could they have basically locked that home down for, God knows, years to come, because it could be a trove of other evidence that they don't even know what they're looking for yet until some of the other investigations get further along the line or have concluded?
You know, I don't know. We've seen cases where they've, you know, people have never been let back in, and other cases where they have been. I think the fact that in order to do that, I think they probably concluded, at least to their own investigation, that no one was murdered there. So there's no more to be able to be collected there. But again, this is going to come down to the investigative team, really. And it really is case by case.
Yeah.
Is it surprising? No. Would it be surprising if they didn't let them back in? No. It really comes down to, I think it just shows where they're at in the investigation, and that they got what they think they needed is a good way to look at it.
That's what I was just going to ask you. The fact that they did leave, is that demonstration of that? That they did get in, they got what they thought they were looking for, and they felt confident enough to say, look, what we have here already is more than enough. We really won't need anything more, even if there is more here.
Agreed. And most likely also because if the wife was very cooperative as well, you know, answering questions, giving access, explaining X, Y, and Z to the team lead, if that's what happened, it helps them speed up the process as well. And because, you know, if you're going to create a relationship, a healthy relationship where you're trying to make it easy for the investigators to leave, to get what they need, then you're able to move on quicker.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Why is it always chaos when we link up? Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves. Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it. Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles, based on manufacturer websites.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.